There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
It's Dick Toledo, and I want to thank you guys for downloading, streaming, and sharing all of our HMS podcasting content. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by our friends at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Check out their new and used inventory online at chapmandodge.com. And while you do that, have you realized that you're sick of your house yet? Tired of being cooped up every weekend? How about getting away, far away, to where people aren't, like up in the high country? Well, if I've learned one thing in working with a Jeep lover for 20 years, it's that when you want to leave people behind, there's only one thing that'll get you there. The off-road machine, a Jeep. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on the rolling definition of go big or go home during Jeep Adventure Days, happening now. Visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School, or simply do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more and enjoy today's HMS podcasting content.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Are you ready? You're being punished today.
I think so.
You're being punished with jokes. You like jokes?
What? I like going into this not being punished.
What do you mean?
I just feel like...
No, it was a terrible thing you did with the Brady video, and I'm not happy with it. So you're going to have the people crush you with jokes. And
I
maybe
won't let you down,
right,
John.
Now you have to win.
No.
Come on. This is not... Don't. That's what sparked all those uncreative, stupid people at that toilet shop. And we all do an Arnold impression. We could do a commercial. That thing better be running at 2 in the morning. Oh, and here's another thing. I'm getting a ton of emails and stuff from people saying this. You guys are Joe Biden fans? You guys are here in the... Look, here's how it works in media. We don't have a say. It's not... You can't tell politicians no.
Equal time.
You can't say it. So don't get up our butts if you're on one side or the other. If Trump wants to advertise, we can't say no. That's how it works. That's what... You know, the government gets involved and all this stuff. They say we have this, we want to buy it, and they buy it. Where it doesn't mean support or anything else. It's you can't say no. You're not allowed as a
company.
Any
radio, TV, anyone says, no, we're not going to take your advertising.
And it's advertising money, and that's a good thing. But at the same time, you have to do it. Like they come and say, we want to buy this, this, and this. It's political ads. You have to do it. And you have to bump other stuff to do it sometimes. Like when you're full up and the political ads come in, they're like, no, you remove one of the other advertisers for us. So, people who aren't understanding, I'm not blaming you, but it isn't this is not an endorsement. It's just you're forced to do it. That's not a political statement by any means, but people are noticing we have political ads. Get used to it.
Well, the good news in Austin, Texas, the Radiant Plumbing ads are probably being bumped.
I hope so.
Thank God.
I'd rather watch Joe Biden and Donald Trump French kiss.
While eating black licorice.
I'm eating black licorice and pulling nose hairs out for Brady. I absolutely would then watch that stupid commercial again. So, yeah, I got a ton of them. Just all of a sudden, boom, you guys noticed. It's been going on for a few days, by the way. And all of a sudden, everybody noticed. But, if you're noticing it isn't, and people are barking at me, oh, no, I said you're liberal media. No. That's not how it works. And I wonder if those same people call Channel 3. You guys are Mark Kelly fans. You guys are Molly McButter fans. They're screaming about McSally and Kelly, and it's like they have to take – they have to. It's part of the rules.
I'll just say whoever the politician advertising we just heard,
yeah,
whether it's Mark Kelly, whether it's Biden.
Whoever.
Hey, Trump, time to step up.
Yeah.
Hey, McSally, time to step up.
They're throwing the ads out.
We'll make room for you.
And that's why they raise all that money. And everything is for advertising, and that's because they know that they can just saturate. You know, we're one of those swing states now, so they can just saturate us with this stuff. Sorry, I got off on that because I just read an email from a guy who's blaming me. Like I'm like, you know what I want more than anything in the world is political ads. No, I don't. But they're there, and they are what they are. And it still shouldn't make up your mind. And if it does, well, then they worked. So take that right off the table immediately. In fact, we all know who did it. Brett brought it on. He's a big Biden guy. Oh, boy. That sparked it. That sparked it. All right, let's go. Who do you got on line one here? Let's see if Brady the joke dick. Brady knows all the jokes in all the world. If you try to get him to a punchline, he will beat you to the punch almost every time. In fact, he invented the phrase beat you to the punch about jokes. Brady, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Brett.
Line one, we got David.
David is on line one. David, are you there?
I think he's going to get this one, though.
Yeah.
All right, Brett's scoured the jokes to make sure you're not all racist and crude. Let's see what you've got. Fired off for Brady. What is your joke for Brady? Don't say the punchline. Let Brady try to guess it.
Right. Hey, Brady, what's worse than having ants in your pants?
What's worse than having ants in your pants, Brady?
Having your uncles in your pants.
God.
Is that true?
Damn it.
Is that it? That's the answer.
That's it.
There you go. Nicely done. Probably true. Terribly stupid joke that made me laugh way too hard. All right. Next one. Who you got?
We got Danny here.
Danny, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Welcome to the joke, Dick. He will joke detective your joke right down to the punchline. You tell him. Go ahead. Hit it.
All right. What did Cinderella say when she got to the ball?
What did Cinderella... I know this one. I want to answer it. I know
okay,
it.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Do you know it?
Well,
what did she say when she got to the ball?
Pretty much. Yeah,
that's it.
She didn't say anything. She just gagged a little.
Yeah, well, I perform it. I'm a performer.
I do it like in a... Yeah.
Yeah. What did Cinderella... That's how you got to tell that joke from now on, Danny. That's your kids and parent-teacher conferences and stuff. All right, thanks, Danny. See you. There you go. Danny's out. Blowing him away, Brady. Geoff is on line three. Geoff, are you there?
I am.
All right, Geoff, go ahead.
What's the useless skin around the vagina called?
Oh, Brady, this is something you've had T-shirts that say this.
A woman.
That's right. Useless skin around a vagina. Are you a married man, Geoff?
Oh, I dropped him.
Ah, just like
ready
his
to
wife,
go to the
probably.
Big one.
All right, here we go. Yeah, Brett wasn't comfortable.
This one I wasn't sure about, but we're going to let it go anyway. This is Tony.
All right, Tony, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, Tony. Brett was very nervous about this. He actually came to me and said, I don't know if we can do this. I'm like, I think we can. Go ahead.
What do a pregnant 14-year-old and her unborn fetus have in common?
Do you know this, Brady?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but... basically,
let me repeat it for everyone who missed it.
All right.
What does a pregnant 14-year-old and her unborn fetus have in common?
They both think their mother is going to kill them. It's actually a pro-life joke in a way.
Don't fix it. It's funny. It's not pro-life, although it is in a way.
He's giving credit.
The fetus has thought. Cognitive reasoning. So Brady has made it a pro-life joke, even though it's just hilarious. All right. Nicely done, Tony. Thank you. Yeah, no, that abortion joke was kind of funny. And it's also very accurate because, you know, what would you do if your 14-year-old came home pregnant? You want to kill her.
But 2 years from now,
Kirby comes home pregnant. What do you do?
I love her the best that I can.
Yeah.
Support that new kid in the house.
Oh, man.
You don't go beat the hell out of the kid that wasn't wearing?
Do you beat the tar out of the kid that inseminated her?
Who did this to you?
His name is Raul. He lives down the road. He speaks very little English, pirate.
He took my flower.
He stole my flower
well,
and my
Raul
heart, Daddy.
Raul is going to live with us.
Oh, God. Can't allow that.
There goes the bitch barn.
It's my new room, Dad.
Hey, Daddy.
Shut that kid up. Shut up. Who can sleep like this?
Raul.
Hey. Get out of the bitch barn and take care of your grandkid. Jesus Christ.
Essay.
His first words were essay.
But home projects and all that stuff.
Oh, my God. You have a handy house.
There's some upsides.
Your yard would look great. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're seeing the silver lining in Kirby's teen pregnancy.
My greatest pappy.
Hey, be nice to your abuelo. I got to go on Mother Grass, huh?
Wow.
But the soap operas in the afternoon, that's going to be a tough one.
Oh, the telenovelas?
Yeah.
Not really. The ladies on those shows look
I know
great.
You watch them. I try like to. Them. I mean, they're Definitely beautiful.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
Corazón, noche. Night of the heart.
And their weather casters, too, that they have on the news station.
Forget it. Makes me want a sunny day every day. Well, anyway, yeah, 14-year-old, I'd be like, hey, you old pirate, I got bad news.
What is it, Kerber Derbs?
I need $423. I need to pick up lunch on the way home. I'm going to be starving when they empty out my belly.
Oh, man.
I think I like it more in the room with two guys who have religion.
Take a lap.
No way. That was the victory lap. That was glorious. You know, it's sad that I have to be the one that's so prideful in my own horrible jokes, but I really am. I'm going to need a sandwich. Do you have one of them burrito pop-ups?
We have three of them.
Because I'm going to get halfway through it and give it to Raul and let him have at that. Some guy emailed me and said, that burrito pop-up thing, it would be hard-pressed not to get halfway through that burrito and want to bang that thing. Because now it's full of burrito squishes. Anyway, let's do another round. 602-585-9800. As many of those jokes as like the last one, because it makes Brett and Brady uncomfortable. Alphabetically, Brady, Brett. Oh, I'm famished, Daddy. They gutted me like a 2-pound trout. License plate, salmon eggs, and oops, future. It doesn't bother me. Give us a call, 585-9800, and see if you can get one past the joke dig. It's 98KUPD.
A little bit of everything, and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
All right, right in the center of the joke dick is Brady is dominating right now. 4 for 4, and see if he can get a joke past him. For crying out loud, he's known all of them. He's a joke book master. A couple of gems in there, a couple of real good ones. And then, you know, we added to it by making it personal.
That was another reason.
That's another reason not having kids is like a great thing.
Hey, I agree. I'm all
Toledo's son is a terror. And that kid is good. I'm telling you right now, the first girl that opens up, he's going in. Protection or not, he's going to have all of it. Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
No.
He comes
running in, but am I wrong? It's got to scare you to death.
No, you're not wrong.
Because he's a handsome boy. Well, not that hair. He's a handsome
kid.
Why
you need some good religious guilt in his life?
Yeah, that's you know what? There's truth to that.
There is truth.
I hate religion, but there's truth to the idea that it keeps some kids out of trouble. Although, the group that has more trouble with teen pregnancy is the Catholics. Like, they're the ones who have the highest percentage of...
Is it?
Yeah, it's huge.
Biggest issue right now is...
Mormons by population in Utah, for the years and years, had the number one state in the country with teen pregnancy. And it's that
Which
repression
is surprising
thing.
Because the thing about... The Mormon churches, they get married so young.
Yeah, but they're still
knocking
them up.
So they don't have to hold off too long. They just have a couple of rough years.
And those are the ones we know about.
Right.
There's a lot of silencing, too. So, yeah, the teen pregnancy rate in Utah for, I don't know if that's still the case.
I'm surprised the Catholic thing, because they've been so good at not letting those stats out.
They're great at it. In fact, Brophy's got a guy now. This is the best. I got to read this before we get to the thing. Brophy, there's a lawsuit now against a priest over there at Brophy from a while ago. And again, Brett. Here we are with Father Dale. Neither of us got bothered. Not good looking enough. In the 80s, from 80 to 87, a guy named Father James Sinnerud worked as a teacher and a coach at Brophy. The lawsuit claims he left the plaintiff John Doe. And poor John Doe, the things this kid's been through. Every time I read something that's awful,
it's
John.
Hammered.
John Doe has been getting just raped and beaten and murdered and left behind. John Doe had this is what he's suing for. And I didn't even know you could do some of this stuff. He's suing for emotional distress, embarrassment, loss of self-esteem, disgrace, humiliation, anger, rage, frustration, loss of enjoyment of life, which is very real with depression. That's a very real thing. Loss of consortium, loss of love and affection, sexual dysfunction, past and future medical expenses for psychological treatment, therapy, and counseling. That's what he's suing him for. Crazy.
You know, both of us should have realized when Father Dale didn't try to bang us, we'd wind up in radio somehow. We had a face for radio, apparently.
We were ugly and he knew it.
They're ugly and I know it.
Thank God for the ugliness,
though.
Yeah,
no, you know what? It saved us. It saved us from a good old-fashioned hot tub date with Father Dale. Father Dale was asking. He was trolling. I was there. I was in my Z Cavaricci's waiting for the attention.
He was like Booger in Revenge of the Nerds. Come in the high schools all day.
Actually, I just realized, Brett, we both got swiped left by Father Dale before that was even a thing. No, no, no. Ooh. I like that kid. What's his name? McKinney? Mmm. Does he like swimming in hot water?
Got swiped left.
We got swiped left before it was a thing. Hi, Father Dale. Swipe left. What's that mean? You'll see. Look, get out of the way. I'll go.
Maybe one of the other boys will like you.
Yeah. Ugh, you're like a platypus. You're one of God's mistakes. Move.
Ooh. Send him to Father Jack.
That Mark
he
boy.
He swipes on everything.
Oh, he's a right swiping machine. I don't even know if he knows where left is. Right swipe. There's Mark. They right swipe Mark. Not my friend Mark, a guy named Mark, I know. Yeah, we got left swiped by Father Dale.
Damn it.
Anyway, it's time more, Brady, another round of this stuff. Let's see what you got.
Let's do it.
Who's on line one, Brett?
We got Brian on line one.
Brian, welcome to the joke, Dick. He's going to stump you. He's a detective of all jokes. Let's see if he can get you. Go ahead.
What's going on? Hey, what's brown and rhymes with Snoop?
What's brown and rhymes with Snoop? Now, this is an easy one, Brady. It must not be this low-hanging fruit.
Dr. Dre, huh?
I didn't see that coming. Is that real? That's the answer? He's brown and he rhymes with Snoop. That's hilarious. All right, I like that one, but Brady got it. All right, line two is Todd.
Todd.
Are you there, Todd?
Yes.
All right, Todd, go ahead.
What do you call the sweat on your sack when you're done banging your cousin?
Brady, let me repeat that for the people who didn't hear.
This one's funny. I like this one.
Well, of course you do it. What do you call the sweat on your sack when you're done banging your cousin?
You know, I heard this punchline, the answer from Royal Norman.
What?
Relative humidity.
Oh. It's a weatherman.
You got it.
All right. Thanks, Todd. Gross.
Damn, he's killing it today.
Yeah, he's really good at this. He's an excellent. He's got. You haven't seen his room before the beer cans take over. He's got to get the bitch barn filled with his joke books. He's got shelves of joke books. Mike is on line three. Mike, are you there?
No, you hear me?
Yeah, are you in a helicopter? What was that?
Oh, he's mowing lawns.
Yeah, I'm working, man. We're on a lawnmower.
It's Casalander.
Wait a minute. Mike is running. You're running the crew, right?
Yeah, no, no. I am a lawnmower operator.
Is that right? What are you, a teenager?
I am, yes. Yeah, 25, man.
You're 25 and you're pushing a lawnmower around?
Cool, bro.
Oh, hang on a second.
Business is booming.
I got the next question.
Hey,
hold on, Mike. Work, I know, but let me ask you one more question. What was your felony?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, exactly.
weapons charges.
You didn't get charged for it, but yeah.
Weapons charges.
Oh, weapons charges. Yeah, that's why he's mowing grass. 25. Okay, yep, sorry about that. I know people. I'm good at this. All right, Mike, go ahead.
You're good. All right, so what's a pizza delivery man and a gynecologist have in common?
Pizza delivery.
Both can smell it, but they can't eat it.
All right.
Gotcha. Oh, Brady's God. A construction man.
All right, thank you. Back to the grass cutting, gringo.
Yes, sir.
Weapons charges.
When he was on the phone, he goes, can you hear my lawnmower in the background? I'm like, yeah.
That's never been said in English before.
He's like, Holmberg's like, Mrs. Rita, man.
Look, I'm 25, I'm pushing a mower around. I'm like, white guy, 25. What's your felony? That's an easy question. All right. What the hell?
Jacob.
Jacob is on line four. Jacob, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Jacob, go ahead. Good luck. You're the last hope.
All right. What is the best part about hanging your mask up by your car air freshener?
Ooh, it's a modern-day joke. What is the best part of hanging your mask by your car air freshener? Do you know this? How could you possibly know this? This is like a week old. You can make something up. You have to start making
it. Let's see. Hanging your mask
up by your car air freshener. So let's just go through it, Brady. It would smell like your breath and pine trees.
Yep. Pine.
You know what I'm having a problem with is my mask.
The islands.
My breath smells fishy.
All right, whenever you're ready.
Oh, man, he's putting the heat
on. I stumped you.
It could be. Maybe it's a stumping.
If you're going the good, you know, I'm going to give it to him.
You don't know it. It's too modern a joke. What is the answer?
All right, the answer is it reminds me of your mom's panties.
Oh, God, because it smells like your breath and pine?
What?
What the?
I would have never.
What the is that? It does what? Not.
I told that to one of my salesmen, and he died laughing in front of the customer.
Well, you shouldn't be telling that in front of clients.
Oh, my God. What?
You got
what
a business kind of you're running.
Right, hold on, hold on. Exactly.
I work in a maintenance career field. We do mechanical work in that. So
okay. So it's a man's field.
You can guess the type of people we deal with. Yeah,
horrible people. All right. Nice job. I like you. Jacob, hold on a second. You're going to get some food for that. Nice job. Thanks to Porta Subs giving Jacob and his boys some lunch today after that horrific joke. It reminds me of your mom's panties. So mine is a
that's usually not the air freshener.
No. No. I've never smelled my mom's panties, but I can't imagine it smells like your breath and new car scent. I might have to give them a whiff.
That could be a good choice next time. What do you want, vanilla, cherry,
mom's panties? Panties?
Your mom's panties.
And then he just hands you a pair. Here you go.
Man, my car smells like salmon and butterscotch.
Yikes. All right. That one's the winner today. I guess you can call it that. I got a ton of them online we got to get through. All right. I just have to. I can't do that one. I can't do that one. I can't do that one. I can't do
that. We can answer them on the break.
Nope. This one, I asked you already. What do you get? What do you do when you see an epileptic in your bathtub? You said throw in veggies.
Yeah, well, there's.
You're going to eat him. He was going to scoop him up like a cannibal. It's not warm water. It's always warm water.
In a bath.
Well, yeah, but the epileptic part's the joke.
How does stirring up the bath water
make the gazpacho? You know, he mixes it all up.
The correct answer is throw in a load of laundry because the epileptic's already in a spin cycle. You just wanted veggies in there because you're a cannibal.
His name is Stu.
All right. That's terrible. Take another lap. Baby harp seal walks into a club. A club, I tell you.
Dumb harp seal.
Why do pedophiles like Halloween so much?
Heard this.
Come on.
Because
that's free delivery. I don't have time for this.
Oh. No, I haven't heard that.
I can't do the next one. Here's a girl joke. I like this. I don't think you're going to know this. What's Bruce Lee's favorite drink?
Water.
That's good. He got it. What did Jay-Z call Beyonce before they got married?
Oh, there's so many things I can think of.
Well, no, don't say those. Fiance Brady.
Oh, that one's bad.
That wasn't what I was thinking.
We'll get a lot of those.
I was thinking love of my life.
Aw.
Love of my life. Blah, blah, blah.
Queen. Terrible movie. there you go. There goes your joke, Dick. It's 98 KUPD.
Pathetic.
98.
That's it. That's bonkers!
You need a ride, but you don't want just any ride. You want your ride. Not just something that'll get you from here to there. Something that says, here I am. And it's not enough just to buy your new ride either. No, you need to be able to buy it your way. At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we got you. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.